awesome.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the brand new Road Racing News podcast. My name is Steve Urell, editor of Road Racing News, and I'm joined tonight by
Steve Urell,
photographer extraordinaire.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we thought tonight, so let's get to a bit of positivity. Obviously, there's been a lot of negativity recently, obviously, we know why. So we thought we'd go on to something different. On the Road Racing News website, we've created a Road Racing News Hall of Fame for the recognition of people's achievements that have been involved in road racing, riding-wise, team managers, riders, medics, sponsors, marshals, you name it. So we thought we'd talk about first category with regards to the Road Racing News Hall of Fame. Irish road racers. Now, already in it, we've got the Dunlops, Joey, Robert, William, Michael, Ray McCulloch, and me and my dad, Steve, here is going to discuss who else to put in it. We're both going to nominate at least five, have we said? Five?
Yeah, well, obviously, we can't remember everybody,
yeah.
But one of my heroes when I was younger was Brian Reid, so...
Brian Reid, yeah.
Brian Reid. That's my, you know, one. I always remember Brian, stylish rider. I always remember his red and white helmet and a stunning rider, especially on the two-strokes as well. It was good because in the era in the 70s, like it was the two-strokes, 250s and 350s. Because you had the late great Jim McDonald, Johnny Ray. He raced. It was good. Lots and lots of races on 250s, 350s, because the infamous, you know, great Tom Erin.
Tom Erin, Tom Erin, yep. Twice senior TT winner.
Eddie Laycock,
again, I think, I believe another TT winner.
Yeah. Well, there's loads and loads.
Loads, yeah, in 70s.
I can't remember as good as could you was 2 years ago.
I suppose, I mean, other names, I mean, for example, you've got Sammy McClements.
Yeah, Sammy McClements, yeah.
Steve Cole, top rider.
Steve Cole.
And also Norman Brown.
Norman Brown, yeah.
So let's put all the names down.
Yeah. There's loads and loads, isn't there? So many. People shouting out saying, oh, you've missed so-and-so,
but... I mean, Ireland's, as Leslie Ball once described, it's the hub, isn't it, of road racing. It's such a...
It's the birthplace of pure road racing. Is Ireland. You know, there's no getting away from that. And of course, it still is, isn't it? It still is. You can't, you know, you never disregard an Irish rider when they come to the mainland, be it on a short circuit or Oliver's Mountain.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You do it to your peril because, you know, the determination is second to none, like. And the knowledge and everything is unbelievable. I remember when you interviewed Leslie Moore, and his knowledge
is second
to none, it's incredible. So, yeah, and they've always got good time to talk to you, and you can learn a lot. I've learned a lot over the years about road racing.
And obviously, I haven't mentioned him yet. I think I've already included him in the Road Racing News Hall of Fame, but Philip McCallum, 11 times TT.
Philip McCallum.
One of the best of all time.
Always got time to talk to you, time for the fans. But on a bike, it was something else, wasn't it? Had to get away from me, right from small bikes right up to big bikes.
Yeah, you name it.
So, it was a really good rider, yeah.
Into the 2000s, obviously, Richard Britton, Martin Finnegan, and Ryan Farquhar. Seven times Duke Road Race.
Yeah, number 77. Yeah.
And around Scarborough, who would you say has been quicker out of the two, out of Ryan Farquhar and Guy? When you've seen them both at the best, who would you say?
I think Ryan Farquhar was the all round, because he rode everything round there, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, don't forget Ian Lockhart.
I mean, Lockhart's from Wales, then.
I know he's from Wales, but he'll be sitting about Scarborough.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
But as I say, Richard Britton, Marty Finnegan, the one round I always rated was Ray Porter.
Yeah, Ray Porter.
Ray Porter, I remember at the Ulster Grand Prix in 2006, he beat John McGuinness on the factory Honda, and you know, the form factory Honda.
Yeah, Adrian Archibald.
And Adrian Archibald.
Yeah.
And would you say Adrian was a bit underrated in his time? Obviously, he was always respected, but do you think?
Because he ended up on the Taz
bike, yes, he did, yeah.
So, no. And of course, he chose to retire and walk away from his sport and not move to do with it, which is fair dinkums. Like, you have a, I get where he's coming from, you have a walk
away. Oh, yeah, what could it?
There's a lot of riders, they keep involved with teams and stuff like that, don't they?
Oh, like, yeah.
What they call him?
Ryan, yeah. Ian Locker, John Burroughs.
Well, no, Billy McKinstry.
Billy McKinstry.
He goes back donkey's years, doesn't he?
Billy McKinstry's out really on. So many riding, Arms Linton, yeah. Dean Harrison.
And his bike colours are very distinctive.
Distinctive, yes.
Yellow, yeah. red, yellow, blue,
I believe, and blue, green.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very distinctive. You can always tell the McKinstry Racing bikes, yeah, really, yeah. The banks of the TT. Yeah.
We've got modern days, like, or raced for quite a few years now. David Morgan,
unsung road racing hero. Yeah. Synonymous with a pink helmet, and yeah. Again, another great ambassador for the sport.
Definitely.
He's helped out lots of young
riders. He said that he'd keep doing it as well when he stops racing, didn't he?
Yes.
He said that he would do that. I was remembered a few years ago when we went across to Ireland, he said he'd even come and meet us.
Yeah,
shows the way, you can't ask for any more than that, can you? And he didn't need prompting on that, either, and he just said it, so I'll always remember that.
Let's say into the present day, coming through, see Adam McLean, Mikey Brown.
Yeah,
and then
Joe Loughlin,
and then obviously in recent times the dominant force on the Irish Nationals has been Derek Shields and Derek McGee, and Michael Sweeney, Michael Sweeney.
Yeah,
three of them, and we also mentioned Brian McCormack.
Yeah, Brian McCormack,
and
there's loads and loads of, there's hundreds of riders, isn't there? You know, past and present, that you can, if you sit down and really think about it,
there's such an heritage in Ireland, across Ireland, for road racing. It's the best place of the sport, and I've got no doubt. I mean, for years to come, more and more are going to come through. And obviously, it's amazing we forgot to mention him, but Glenn Irwin, I think's,
yeah, Glenn Irwin.
You know,
it needs. In my opinion, because of the debacle at the Ulster, we don't know what's going on, what's happening, whatever there, but hopefully that gets sorted out. And also with it all being getting stopped at the moment because of this virus thing, it needs to be positive thinking by everybody.
Oh yeah, I think it's a good time for everybody to regroup.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Come back.
Word that, regroup, yeah.
Come back stronger than ever. And
yeah.
But I say, with Glenn Irwin, he's now open to the TT next year, but
yeah.
I mean, the car's been a revelation, hasn't he? I shouldn't be surprised, really, given his pedigree on circuits. But
from his father.
His dad, road race champion, circuit racing champion. The Northwest now, he's... I'm speaking of the Northwest again, can't believe we haven't mentioned him. Alistair Seeley.
Yeah.
I know he only takes in one road race, but his record in the Northwest is just unbelievable. 24 victories,
I believe. Has he got the most now?
Most wins.
Yep. Personally,
I believe most podiums. So, the Northwest, I know there's some people are fans of Alistair, but you can't but not respect what the man's achieved.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, it is a top bloke. As I'm concerned, and another good promoter for road racing. So, as you say, it's Harris Road Racing's goes through tough times, but it always comes back stronger. Even in the times in the modern day, the last 5 or 6 years, where people said, "Oh, there's not many big names there at the nationals," it don't matter because the racing's still been great and it allows to come through.
I think you'll always have racing as long as it's the people who own the land or the tracks or whatever, and they'll keep it going. I think there'll always be people who want to race. It's all part of the tradition, isn't it? Culture.
Right, so we've got what names down here. If you could pick 5 new names to go in the road racing news Hall of Fame from in terms of Irish road racing, which 5 would you pick?
Well, what can I say really?
I'm gonna go for Tom Erin, Ryan Farquhar, Norman Brown, Adrian Archibald, and Steve Cole. So who are your 5? Steve? I would assume you're going to say Brian Reid because I know one of you.
Yeah, well, we've already got Dunlop Dynasty, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got them. Yeah.
I liked Johnny Ray when he raced. I liked
Johnny Ray.
And what about Conlow.
I
remember him at the TT. I can't remember.
So we say, because with the Dunlops, we've mentioned William, Michael.
Well, yeah, well, Tom Erin as well, don't you? Tom Erin.
I'll say Tom Erin.
Yeah.
We've got William, Michael, Joey Robert. So we've got to include Jim as well.
Yeah.
Jim. And so we include Sam as well.
Yeah.
Sam. So they're all 10. So we know you all have different opinions, but these are the 10 we chose to include in the road racing news. Paul Fair, Tom Erin, Brian Farquhar, Norman Brown, Adrian Archibald, Steve Cole, Brian Reid, Johnny Ray, Colin Moore, Jim Dunlop and Sam Dunlop.
Yeah, when we say Johnny Ray, not Jonathan Ray.
Because Johnny Ray, yeah, who's dad of now 5 times well to my champion Jonathan Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so to finish this opening podcast, what's been in the news apart from the obvious? Well, we've got the new TT game out. And there's 26 different riders featured, including Joey Dunlop with the Ray Racing Yamaha from 1980.
Oh, right, is he?
There is.
And who's made that game then?
It's developed by Kyle Tom.
Oh, right. Because there's been no end of games coming out about the TT this last 3 or 4 years, haven't they? Or is it
the same one? Yeah,
it's just been modified.
It's been improved and upgraded. Yeah. And it's
it's getting the graphics right.
It's had a lot of good reviews. TT Ride on the Edge 2. David Todd's an ambassador for it.
Yeah.
2018 TT Proud Tiers champion. And it's been good. It's good to see lots of overseas riders including it, like Raul Torres Martinez, Julian Toniotti.
There's a bit of good marketing there as well by the developers of the game.
Matt Miller and Bonnie Stefano Benetti.
Yeah.
What news has there been? Everybody keep up to date with our Manx from pre-top 6 series.
It's been very successful, hasn't it? There's loads more.
Yes, so anybody who'd like to take part, please get in touch.
Yeah, there's no end of people want to do that, aren't they?
So is there anything else you'd like to say, Steve, before we conclude this?
Well, I'd just like to wish everybody health.
Yeah, wish everybody the main thing, yeah. Everybody,
in the future, and hopefully we can get through what we're all enduring at the moment.
And
we all come out at the end of it.
It's like at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. And there is light at the end of the tunnel because they've just said today that China, they've
Yeah, well, we don't know the exact.
We don't know the exact details, but what I'm seeing in media is that China is over the West. So going on that's a positive.
We should
and
say
that's only in my opinion.
Yes, we should say that's perhaps opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's say keep positive, keep going. This has been the Road Racing News podcast.